So, Tyler, you think those five startups are just hype selling a problem we already have workarounds for?
Honestly, the article hides the fact that most enterprises already connect agents through API gateways, IAM policies, and existing logging stacks. Building a whole new layer feels like reinventing the wheel for a niche use case.
Right.
Take Band's claim about a conversational space, where agents delegate subtasks. In practice, a well-designed message bus or task queue already gives you that, and you can monitor it with OpenTelemetry. Adding another abstraction adds latency and another failure surface.
Exactly. But the pain isn't just the queue. It's the human-in-the-loop visibility. Band says it records every agent-generated task in real time and lets a person jump in. That audit capability isn't common in generic brokers, and it could be a real product differentiator.
UIC. Sure? Yet that real-time audit sounds like a glorified log viewer. You can already pipe agent logs into Elasticsearch or Splunk and set alerts. The question is whether Band's UI adds enough value to justify another subscription when the underlying data is the same.
Raindrop AI is trying to turn that log into a structured, queryable audit that ties each action back to a permission scope. They claim a simulation engine can catch catastrophic bugs before they go live, which would be more than a log. It's a safety net for high-risk domains.
Sure. The simulation idea is appealing, but the article gives no benchmark or error rate data. RL-based fixed suggestions can be brittle when the training data is limited to one customer's history. Without transparent metrics, we can't tell if the critical issue detection is statistically significant or just anecdotal hype.
That's where compliance-driven markets come in. Finance or pharma can't afford silent failures. A platform that surfaces permission misuse and lets auditors trace the exact API call could be a compliance win. Exactly the angle the article hints at but never fleshes out.
Arcade.dev wraps agents in a runtime that enforces RBAC, IDPS, and policy checks before any action. It sounds solid, but plugin architectures often clash with existing SSO or zero trust stacks, creating a double hop that hurts performance. If the overhead is too high, teams will stay with their current IAM tooling.
Okay.
So we agree the problem space, auditability, permission granularity, cross-agent orchestration is real, but we differ on how novel the solutions are. Band and Raindrop iterate on observability stacks, while Arcade adds a SECurity wrapper that may or may not be worth the integration cost. The article leans optimistic, but the technical gaps remain.
My take. If you're a startup that can't afford a full-blown observability platform, Band's real-time task view might be the cheapest foothold. For regulated enterprises, Arcade's on-prem SECurity runtime is the more compelling bet. The others feel like incremental features on tools we already have.
Right.
And remember my standing bet that OpenAI will showcase Terra as the default model by mid-August. If that happens, we'll have an even bigger trust question to solve.
Yeah.
If you want to test, hit Band's public demo. Use the Universal Orchestrator endpoint and watch agents exchange messages in the console. Or spin up Raindrop AI's sandbox, feed a CSV of agent actions, and see the AODID view in action. All right, that's enough tech for a Wednesday. Catch you next time on this chaotic journey.